The Good News According to Matthew. Chapter 1. The Book of the History of Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of Abraham. Abraham became father to Isaac. Isaac became father to Jacob. Jacob became father to Judah and his brothers. Judah became father to Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez became father to Hezron. Hezron became father to Ram. Ram became father to Amminadab. Amminadab became father to Nahshon. Nahshon became father to Salmon. Salmon became father to Boaz by Rahab. Boaz became father to Obed by Ruth. Obed became father to Jesse. Jesse became father to David the king. David became father to Solomon by the wife of Uriah. Solomon became father to Rehoboam. Rehoboam became father to Abijah. Abijah became father to Asa. Asa became father to Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat became father to Jehoram. Jehoram became father to Uzziah. Uzziah became father to Jotham. Jotham became father to Ahaz. Ahaz became father to Hezekiah. Hezekiah became father to Manasseh. Manasseh became father to Amon. Amon became father to Josiah. Josiah became father to Jeconiah and to his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became father to Shealtiel. Shealtiel became father to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became father to Abiad. Abiad became father to Eliakim. Eliakim became father to Azor. Azor became father to Zadok. Zadok became father to Achim. Achim became father to Eliad. Eliad became father to Eleazar. Eleazar became father to Matthan. Matthan became father to Jacob. Jacob became father to Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. All the generations then from Abraham until David were 14 generations. From David until the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. From the deportation to Babylon until the Christ, 14 generations. But this is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. During the time his mother Mary was promised in marriage to Joseph, she was found to be pregnant by Holy Spirit before they were united. However, because her husband Joseph was righteous and did not want to make her a public spectacle, he intended to divorce her secretly. But after he had thought these things over, look, Jehovah's angel appeared to him in a dream, saying,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your wife Mary home, for what has been conceived in her is by Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All of this actually came about to fulfill what was spoken by Jehovah through his prophet, saying, "Look, the virgin will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which means, when translated, "with us is God." Then Joseph woke up from his sleep and did as the angel of Jehovah had directed him, and he took his wife home. But he did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus.